Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 206. And we're in Psalm 131 and verse 2. It reads, "But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content." It's a beautiful picture, isn't it? A weaned child content with its mother. The word "with" in this verse literally means upon. I'm like a weaned child upon its mother. The image is of the child perhaps lying on the mother's lap, not anxious for milk. Its needs are satisfied. It's weaned. It's just content. And so the hope is in God. We'll come on to that in verse 3 when David puts in a prayer that Israel, put your hope in the Lord. What happens when we've rejected pride and haughtiness in verse 1 is that we then have the ability, the capacity to place our hope in the right place and with the right person, which is God. And thus we have no fears. Of course, this child in its mother's lap is so content and so much at peace because the child has no fears. Such peace can be ours. It can be yours. A true peace, not a false hope or the folly of believing that there will not be any further trials in this life, as if God's promised you that it's all going to be easygoing from now on. It's not that kind of peace, but a settled conviction that whatever happens, God has your best interests at heart. Ultimately, your soul is safe. Your spirit is safe with him. See, we're at peace with God, and we're at peace within ourselves when we accept God's terms for peace in his creation. A healthy relationship with God has him sharing with us the best way to live and us responding by, well, conforming to that. Not in a slavish way, but in a willing way, because we love him and we experience his love and we're grateful that he tells us, shows us how to live, and we decide that we will go that way. And what kind of life is this? Let me quote to you from Peterson's book on these Psalms. "There are some who conclude that since the great Christian temptation is to try to be everything, the perfect Christian solution is to be nothing. And so we have the problem of the doormat Christian and the dishrag saint, the person who is used by others to clean up the mess of everyday living and then is discarded. Christian faith is not neurotic dependency, but childlike trust. No, Christians aren't pushovers. Jesus certainly wasn't. But we're not neurotic and anxious. The model for Christian faith is something like Mark 10, verses 14 to 16, when Jesus says, 'Let little children come to me. Do not hinder them. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these.' I tell you, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." The example that he's using of little children is not calling us to admire helplessness, but a willingness to be led, a willingness to be taught, and ultimately a willingness to be blessed by God rather than seeking to bless ourselves. This quieted child is a vision. Anyone who has had a child will know that quieting a disquieted child is harder than stilling a storm. When we wrestle with God for the peace we need, it's not always easy, but it is worth the struggle. Contentment is the mark of mature discipleship. I pray today might be a day when that grows deeper in you than ever before. That is well worth praying about today. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.